We here at Sports Best Friends acknowledge Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the traditional custodians of the land, water and sky throughout Australia on which we record. We recognise their strength, diversity, resilience and deep connection to country. We pay our respects to elders of the past, present and future as they hold the memories, knowledge and spirit of Australia. Hello and welcome to Sports Best Friends at Home, a podcast that is just a fat old man and his beautiful fast son and their ridiculous love of the Tigers and tipping footy.
It will be unbelievable, and I think it probably will be a dream that we're chasing, and I just hope we go good.
You found me, Big T, views of my own, pressuring his son into thinking deeply about why he tips the random tips that he does. The fastest tiger, medium tiger, used to be the littlest tiger, but now no more. He's gotten too big. Now he's super fast. Came to the football with me this weekend. We'll talk about that. Been doing a lot of footy card collecting as well. We might slip that in. There was one great card that we pulled today. He'll obviously do his tips. I'll bully him into telling me why. And you'll be thinking the whole time, why on earth am I listening to this podcast?
Anybody watched a series of rugby league games, they'd never go back to watching union or AFL or soccer.
We've been graced with the beautiful kitten, who's also going to be talking football with us, sitting right between us. Can you tell me, what was your favourite thing about going to see the Dragons and Tigers?
To see the Tigers score tries.
Yeah, that was great. And favourite player, who do you think was your best player on the day? Which number?
No, I don't know.
Can't think of a number. When we bought the bobblehead, it had a number 9 on it, and you asked, which player is this? Can you tell me the two players you thought it might be?
Abby and Robbie.
Yeah, because you're so clever that you know that a Tiger number 9 is either going to be Robbie Farah or Appy Coruscant, you clever chicken. So you thought watching us score tries was good. Why do you think the Dragons ended up beating us?
Because they were more better.
What were they doing that was better, do you think?
Because we keep getting errors.
Yeah, we did a lot of errors. You're absolutely right. And what was the thing I kept shouting to stop the Dragons doing? There was one thing I thought the Dragons were doing lots of.
I can't remember.
Yeah, what if I tell you the first part? Off.
Offloads.
Yeah, I kept saying, no offloads, no offloads. And the Dragons got lots of offloads and they scored lots of their tries from offloads, which was frustrating me, and we didn't get enough offloads. Yeah, so you thought Tigers too many penalties, Dragons too many offloads. Is that right?
Yes.
Anything else?
Nothing.
You thought it was a bit boring, though. The seats were probably a bit too close, didn't you? What else did you want? Do you wish the game also had... Anything? Didn't you tell me it was a bit boring because it didn't have... I love that you don't like talking smack about the Tigers. You were telling me that it didn't have grass, that you wanted to sit with grass.
Was too sunny.
Yeah, and so we had to just stay in the shade on our great seats, but you wanted to play, so classic kids, and then we lost, so that wasn't great. Big shout out to M. Brown. We saw Mr. Brown, remember?
Yeah, we at the top.
Yeah, he was at the top of the car park at the West Leagues Club. He had his car there.
Yeah.
That was great. It was a great spot. Just coughing into the mic. Yeah, no, good one. Anything else you want to say about that game?
Think.
Nothing. Wish Tigers had won. That would have been great.
Well, if you're big, you got to play big.
No, okay, so looking at last week, round 6, we tipped... We tipped who?
We tipped the Knights over the Roosters.
You got it wrong.
Yeah. Melbourne over the Doggies. We got it right. Broncos over...
No, we tipped Dolphins.
Dolphins over the Broncos. Wrong. Warriors over the Cowboys. What? Right.
Warriors over the Seagulls.
Warriors over the Seagulls. Right.
Well, that was a draw. I don't know how they said we were right. They must have said everyone's right.
Sharks and Eels.
What are you reading, dudes? Eels and Cowboys?
Eels and Cowboys. Wrong. Sharks and Eels. Right.
Sharks and Eels.
I mean... Sharks and Eels.
Sharks and Rabbitohs.
Dragons and Tigers. Raiders and Titans.
Yeah, and we got wrong, right, wrong, right, wrong, right, wrong, right. We just kept flipping back and forth. Which was your favourite game out of those ones?
Tigers and Dragons.
Oh, why did you like that one the most?
Because it's a great game.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Plants it in the Rugby League Garden of Eden.
Okay, let's hope you do a better job of reading who we're going to tip than who we did tip. So who? Well, stop scrolling, big shot. Fastest Tiger. Let's have a look at the who's playing first and who do we like?
Melbourne and Roosters.
Who do we like?
Melbourne.
How come?
Because they beat the Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're going on past results. Good strategy. Okay, next game is?
Warriors and Dragons.
Who do we like?
Warriors.
Why is that?
Because when the Dragons beat the Sea Eagles, they're looking terrible.
Yeah, even when the Dragons win, they don't often look very good. But the Warriors have looked great every game. Okay, that's a good strategy too. Rolling to the next game. Who we got?
Dolphins and the Eels.
Who do you like?
Dolphins.
Why is that?
Because they're really good.
Yeah, well, I mean, you say that because you kept looking at the table and they were first. Can you see most people have tipped Eels? Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they think they'll win.
Yeah, okay, but you still think the Dolphins are playing too well?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Next.
Eels and Tigers.
Eels and Tigers?
I mean Panthers and Tigers.
And who are we tipping?
Tigers.
That's my boy. And how many people are tipping the Panthers?
97.
Yeah, 97%. So it's probably likely that we won't win, but when we do win, like when we beat the Sharks and when we beat the Eels, we'll get all of the points. Next game?
Titans and Seagulls.
Who do you like?
Seagulls.
Because?
Because the Titans have terrible defense.
Yeah, Titans have terrible defense. Good knowledge. Okay, next one?
Broncos and Raiders.
Who do you like?
Broncos.
Because
they're a really good team.
Yeah, they're fast and dangerous. I'm loving them at the moment. Doggies and Knights?
Knights.
Why do you like the Knights?
Because they beat Melbourne and it's really close and they're looking so good.
Yeah, often when they lose, they look good too, don't they?
Yeah. And next one is this.
Who are they?
Sharks and Cowboys.
Who do you like, Sharks or Cowboys?
Sharks.
Why do you think Sharks?
Because they're the best team.
Well, they are number one, that's true. The Cows are pretty high up there, though. They haven't lost too many games. It's in Cronulla. Most people have tipped the Cows at the Cronulla, though, so maybe you're right. Yeah, okay.
Okay, Dad. Can we do more tipping, please?
You want to do next rounds as well?
Yes.
You can. What did we just get?
A Sword and Shield Rabideau.
Yeah, so now we've got this one.
And the Tigers one.
We've got Damien Cook, and the Tigers one, his name is?
Papali'i.
Yeah, sick. Two Sword and Shields. Well, you've made your way to the end of another excellent, riveting, unbelievable content, never heard before, gear. You just can't believe you sat through. It was only 6 minutes, 7 minutes, but you're still thinking, what am I doing here? But you're good people. You're great people. You're sticking with us. You're at our home, sitting in our lounge room, the T's lounge room, as we discuss all important things, which is essentially just NRL. We also love it, New South Wales Cup. Anyone wants to talk about the New South Wales Cup? We're big Bears fans, also like the Jets. Don't have to go for the Rhino Tigers. So aren't on them. We can do whatever we want. So if you want to talk about the New South Wales Cup, we might also tip a few news. Oh, we can't really, but we can look at the table maybe next week on the pod. Love it, love our Bears. I think they're coming third or fourth. Get around good people on the socials and we'll talk to you next time. Sports best friends.
We wouldn't have got that win without your support. We heard you cheering the whole 60 minutes and we bloody love yous.
Sports Best Friends would like to thank you for listening right to the end. You are our kind of people. Find other great sports podcasts in our family by subscribing. And remember, social media isn't a bad place. You just need to follow the right people.